18-15 after one quarter of play. Collins leads it here. Collins 63% there in the first quarter, but only 11 shot attempts. Also 3 of 5 from the three-point line. Meanwhile, Shelby County 5 of 14 for 35% there in the quarter. Also got to the line 7 times. Collins basketball, left side, Vail has it. Feeds it down low to Turner, right back to Vail. Marcellus drives and will draw the foul on his way to the basket.
Nice drive by Marcellus. Thought he could have had a chance to shoot that three, but he's the kid Coach Gaither talked about the other day about the upside he has. Him and McKnight really going to be a nice backcourt in the future.
Bail to the line. Free throw up. Good.
Marcellus is one of the things you talk about all the time. One thing he can do that a lot of kids can't is shoot the basketball. You can shoot the basketball, they're going to find a place for you to play. Especially as good athletes here.
And speaking of that, a guy who's earned some extra time, Justin Ernst, checks in. Free throw second when this one no good off the front.
I would just say that. Jinx him right into missing that free throw.
The announcer, Jinx. 19-15. Ernst guarding Beckley here. Right side, Train has it. Pete Stoniker down low working on Vail. Goes up, up and under, partially blocked, I think, and then taken by Ernst. He'll hand back to Vail.
It's a shot Trey. He's got to finish that. Had Marcellus up in the air.
Vail feeds to Turner straight away. Ball fake. Gets to Cochran in the corner to Mowder. Mowder right back to Cochran. Not straight away. Vail here with McKnight out playing the point. Hands it back to Turner. Hands to Ernst. Justin drives, kicks, right side. Mowder fakes a three. Gets it to Vail. Back to Ernst and... thought he was going to get it to Cochran and threw it away, and then as they throw the ball, he fouled. Justin fouled.
Fouls on number two, Ernst, his first, team
eight. And Collins trying to have playing. Looks like the five guys really around the perimeter.
At the line for the Rockets, number 33, Trey
Stoniker. That'll send Trey Stoniker to the line. He will shoot one and a bonus.
I think Ernst right there going to pass it. Didn't realize he wasn't holding. The guy made a good cut. Trey made a good cut. The ball kind of slipped out of his hands.
Close. He wanted back. He just couldn't get it back.
That's right.
Free throw no good. Rebounded by Cochran. Vail left side to Ernst. Looking underneath. Nothing there. He'll float it back to Vail. Pressure defense here by the Rockets and goes to the basket and falls. He's like blocked by Stoniker and they'll say a foul from the out front official.
Foul is on number 33.
Boy, Teague had to foul. Every guy has a head of hand. Like the man on top of the ball.
Number 10, Vail shooting two.
That is in Vail to the line. He will shoot two this time. Went one and two just a second ago. This one good. I thought it was a clean block from my vantage point. But I don't count.
Ain't that the truth?
I've been trying to tell you that for a long time. Second free throw good, so... Marcellus Vail has went 3 of 4 from the line, increasing the lead from the Titans to 6 here, 21-15. Beckley looking to drive on Ernst, goes up, scoop shot, lays it in.
Basket by Beckley.
Right side, Mowder has it, being pressured by Drain. He's going to look to drive baseline, cut off, gets it away to Turner straight away. Left side, Ernst, he'll rise up from three. This one well short, and he'll go out of bounds.
In the game for the Titans, number 25, Duke.
Coach Gaither, I don't know if you heard this, got took Justin out and said, I think, yeah, because you missed the shot, but
you got to play defense.
You got to play defense.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's one thing we talked about the other night. Coach Gaither demands them guys to play defense.
Yeah. Robinson has it in the corner. Couple dribbles, gets to the Stoniker, driving on Vail, gets in the lane, uses the size, lays it in.
That's a guy he can do that more often.
Lead down to two here, 21-19. Vail gets by his man, all the way to the basket, finger rolls it in.
Basket by Vail.
Stoniker quickly going the other way. Looking to drive, now back it back out, hand it back to Beckley. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. Beckley kicks to Stoniker. guarded by Vail, between the leg dribble, looking to get to the basket, goes up and gets it to go. A little jump hook. Cuts it back to two here, 23-21.
See the ability he has. Put the ball on the floor. And nice size, good athletic ability. Gets to the rim.
And that time, Cochran tried to come over and challenge. He just got it over both of them. Mowder feeds it baseline to Vail and knocked out of bounds by Robinson.
They got out there. That's not a foul.
Inbound, they're going to look at the inbound. They inbounded out deep here to Mowder.
Eric
kicks left side to Vail. Vail will come out to the midcourt line and reset. Purdue with it on the left wing, out straight away to Vail. Right side to Mowder. Back to Vail. Vail penetrates. Kicks to Mowder, right side. Can't get a shot off. Back to Vail. He'll just rise up. Long three straight away. This one off the back. Stoniker way up to get the rebound. Gets it away to Beckley. Beckley looking to drive. Kicks it to Drain. He'll spot up. Spot up for a three. No good. Rebounded by Stoniker. Puts it in.
Tied it up.
We're tied at 23.
But Nate Stoniker's just having his way of an offensive end for the Rockets. Nice comeback from down 11.
Turner, right side, a three for the lead. No good. Rebounded by Drain and McKnight and Eve. Both with two personals off the Collins bench, ready to check back in the next dead ball.
Collins is doing what we've seen him do before sometimes, fall in love with the three. Right now, there's nothing. Charlie Cochran, they need to get the ball inside to him so they have an advantage.
Gets it away to Beckley straight away. Right side to Armstrong. Armstrong in the corner. Stoniker rises up from three. This one rimmed out. No good. Rebounded by Purdue. He'll hand back to Vail.
A good look for him there.
Vail looking to drive. Now back to back out. Hands over to Purdue. Right side to Turner. Dom behind the back dribble. Back to Vail. Feeds it to the post to Turner. Dom up and under. Can't get it off. Gets it to Vail. He'll drive baseline. A lot of contact. And he'll draw the foul. Pretty sure if the officials wouldn't have rotated, Scott, that wouldn't have been a foul.
Oh, no. I don't think that was it. I'll be honest with you. I thought that was a good block by Trey.
At the lineup for the Titans, number 10,
Vail,
shooting two.
That foul went on T.J. Robinson.
He got his arm around T. Yeah, this is funny.
Free throw up by Vail. This one short. No good.
In the game for the Rockets, number 23, Keyshawn Catlin.
In the game, McKnight checks in for Purdue, and Eads at the scores table, set to check in for Vail if he makes this free throw.
Coach Gaither rolling dice a little bit. Davion with two fouls.
Free throw by Vail, good. Vail with six.
Number 32,
30-second timeout here for Collins. Collins up here now, 24-23, Scott, and I think Shelby County's found something here with Trey Stoniker. Uses the size to get in the lane and create some opportunities.
Yeah, you know, we've watched him play, you know, a few times this year, and you can see the ability there. I talked about it before the game, you know, kind of control his emotions a little bit. He's doing a great job tonight. Get to the basket, he's got a good-looking shot, good good athlete. And when he gets to the basket, you know, he can finish around the basket. And right now, he's really getting what he wants on the offensive end for the Rockets.
3:34 to go here before the half. 24-23. Collins leads it. They've led by as many as 11. Got out to a 15-4 lead, and I really think you could say Shelby County just really out hustled Collins here so far in his first half.
Yeah. Collins just can't get anything inside. You know, Shelby County Coach Gates done a good job, you know, getting the ball out of Cochran's hands. He's the guy that comes in averaging double figures, almost 16 a game. Really hadn't had too many chances.
Two underneath the Catlin. He tried to get a Stoniker knocked out of bounds by Eads. It'll stay with the Rockets. 3:22 to go here in a second. Inbounded to Stoniker on the baseline. Guarded by Cochran this time. A little bigger player. Forces his way up and scores. Thought he got away with a push off on the way.
I'm not sure. I think it was a good play. I think it was just a good basketball play.
Right side, Mowder within the corner. Shelby County leads here, 25-24. Right side, Mowder has it. Back out front to McKnight. Back to Mowder, right side. He's already hit two of them. This one a little long. Rebounded by Stoniker. And to back to Beckley. 2:45 to go here. Beckley working against a much bigger Cochran. Gets it away to Catlett. Catlett feeds down low to Armstrong. That's going to be a foul on Mowder with a push in the back. That'll get Armstrong to the line.
Right now, this game boils down to is Stoniker's just not playing the front line of Collins. Whoever they put on, you know, Cochran makes a living on offensive rebounds, and he has got, I don't believe he's got many at all tonight. But we mentioned earlier that Collins was really hot early, but a lot of opportunities there lately and still hasn't got any.
Free throw up here by Armstrong. Missed the front end. Gets it away to McKnight. He's really pushing the pace. Leaves it for Mowder and throws it out of bounds.
Nowhere
to Merrick
go.
Could have caught that. Nowhere for him to go. So 2:32 to go here. Collins is going to change defense to go to their 1-3-1 as Dominic Turner on the front end of this. Extended all the way three-quarter court. Drain with it. Still in the backcourt. Now he steps over the timeline. Guarded by Eads as they try to trap. Gets it away cross-court to Beckley. Right side, Stoniker. Back to Drain. Kicks the ball to the left side to Keyshawn Catlett in the corner. High post here to Stoniker. Knocked away from him by McKnight. Gets it back to Stoniker in the corner. He's tried to split two defenders. Picks it back up. Gets it back to Catlett. Drain back to Beckley. In the middle. Catlett, short jumper in the lane. No good. And Cochran gets it in.
To control the and tipped it in.
Give that credit to Jordan Armstrong, even though Cochran trying to try to tip to himself, just tipped it in. 3-point lead here for the Rockets.
Throw the ball in there.
McKnight stops, free throw line jumper, good.
I saw Bomb had Charlie Cochran on the block, just didn't give it to him.
Shelby County really outplayed Collins here in the second quarter. They now lead 27-26, and Drain throws it away. Just a little miscommunication between Drain and Beckley. 1:23 to go before the half. Knight walks it up. Shelby County in a 2-3 zone here. Turner with it straight away. Couple dribbles to the left. Now we'll throw it to the right. Passing for a ball screaming. Knight stops. Floater in the lane of good. Again, no good. He taps it. Tries to have it back out front. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Shelby County basketball.
Nice drive there by Davion. Just couldn't get the shot to go.
Floats the ball to the right side to Drain in the front court. Collins has waited this 1-3-1 zone. Tapped out of bounds here by Eve. 53 seconds to go. Drain set to inbound. Deep to the backcourt to Beckley. Beckley working against Turner. Gets it to Stoniker, and he's trying to look and see what play he was going to make. And the ball went right through his hands and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, I think he was looking to pass it, like you mentioned.
So back-to-back turnovers from both teams. And Collins trailing by one with the basketball. Turner out front here to McKnight. Right side, Mowder. Back to McKnight. Over to Turner, left side. Back to McKnight straight away. Back to Turner. Trying to get the ball to Cochran, just nowhere to go with it. Beats it down low to E. McKnight gets it up and under. Scoop shot, no good. Rebounded by Stoniker. Hands it back to Beckley. 12 seconds to go. Beckley going to drive. Kick it to Catlett in the corner. Good! Shot wasn't counted, and Shelby County has come out this first half and flat put it on the pike. After falling down by 11, they battled back, and a Keyshawn Catlett three has given the Rockets a 4-point lead here at the half, 30-26. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLM and WXLNRadio.com.